This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Candidates in Israel made a last-minute push for votes ahead of an election tomorrow. The incumbent Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made some news today when he said in an interview that he no longer supports a two-state solution, a separate state for Palestinians. Netanyahu's campaign has centered on national security. A couple of weeks ago, he delivered a speech in Washington criticizing the U.S. and other nations for pursuing a nuclear deal with Iran. But polling ahead of the election indicates security issues are not the top priority for most Israeli voters. Kevin Connolly is a Middle East correspondent for the BBC, and he joins us now from Jerusalem. Hi there, Kevin.
Hi, David.
There's a perception, I think, in the United States that these elections are focused on politics, focused on security issues. How big an issue has the economy been in this campaign so far?
It's an interesting question, David, because it very much depends who you ask. Benjamin Netanyahu called this election his decision to go for early elections, and he very much wants it to be about what he sees as his national security credentials. Look, in American terms, at how tough he is, for example, on the issue of the threat from Iran's nuclear ambitions. He's tough on building in what the international community regards as illegal Israeli settlements on the occupied Palestinian territory. So they are his home issue, if you like. But the opposition has wanted to talk about the economy, about pocketbook issues. And the danger for Benjamin Netanyahu is the electorate wants the conversation that the Israeli opposition wants to hold more than it wants the conversation that Benjamin Netanyahu wants to have with them.
The electorate is tracking much more with the opposition. What are the problems with the Israeli economy?
A couple of years ago, there were enormous social protests in Tel Aviv. Thousands of people camped out for many, many nights in Israel's largest Mediterranean coastal city. And the core of their protest was the unaffordability of housing. And if you talk to Israelis, there are lots of cost of living issues. The cost of imported food is pretty high here in Israel. But the key thing in affordability terms and in terms of what people take home in their pay packet every month is the cost of housing. Everybody wants something done about that. Now, you talk to Israelis privately, and many of them will feel that they live from month to month on credit card debt. You buy something with a credit card in Europe, it's a one-time transaction. Buy something with a credit card here, and you'll be asked if you want to split the cost of that new sweater or that new pair of shoes into maybe 10 or 12 payments. Many Israelis take those credit options on daily purchases, even on grocery purchases. So you then have that feeling that there's quite a large section of the population living from paycheck to paycheck, and that means it's a society where the cost of living, just the very basic thing of going to the store, getting the things you need for your family, that is something that does preoccupy people.
Here we are just a few hours away from this election. Did you detect any sort of shift on Benjamin Netanyahu's part to maybe embrace economics as more of an issue, something that he may be focused on at the end of this campaign?
You know, he released some television footage. It was actually shot by his own party people. He didn't want journalists there to shoot it. He was going around one of the big markets in Jerusalem. He was buying bread. The signal from those television pictures was that he gets it on the issues of the economy. That's a big gamble for him. He's certainly shown a lot more urgency, a lot more energy in the last week or so, as the polls have started to turn against him, than he showed in the earlier part of the campaign. Did he turn it around in time? We won't know until election day.
Kevin Connolly, Middle East correspondent for the BBC in Jerusalem. Kevin, thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.